Last year?
Yes.
And what's been going on with you? What's your topic this year? What do you want to talk about?
So for me, it's we always talked about risk, propagating risk. But
right.
In reality, it's for me about cyber hygiene and showing discipline.
Oh, interesting.
Risk itself, putting that into an organization has been very challenging. It's a cultural transition, and it's challenging for organization. But to do just the essential things, and for me, there are three things that people have to do in security. It's encryption. There's still a lot of companies that don't encrypt their data.
Yeah, I know. Crazy.
Then, secondly, identity management. I mean, there are a lot of solutions out there, but showing the discipline to really enforce it on a daily basis, it lacks. And that's where the insider threats come in.
Right.
And then the third pillar is really understanding your asset criticality. And I think we still haven't found in the industry the holy grail, how to manage assets. If I take off a critical application of a server and now I have to adjust the criticality of that server, how is that done? It's normally not done. It's
right.
Not adjusted. And so I think that's something that the industry has to put more efforts on.
Now, I love this approach because up to 70 shows now, I think, or something, right? I think Torsten's the first one that talked about this hygiene as a practice, as really the first position, because if we can fix human behavior, we're going to fix three quarters of all the problems, right?
I mean,
I think so.
For me, I could make a bold statement, correct? At the end of the day, I don't care if a hacker enters my network. What I care about that they can't exfiltrate the data that they're after.
Right.
99% of all data breaches go after data exfiltration. Only 1% looks at disruption.
Oh,
so if I really put more attention into how can I secure that data, that is really important.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I like the hygiene and then EIA, encryption, identity, and assets. So I actually don't want them in the system at all. But
well, but
back
at
identity,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It sort of goes without saying. How have you evolved in your thinking over the last 5 years in particular in terms of the increasing threat landscape globally? You know, when they're in there, but there are more of them trying to get in.
I think you had podcast on earlier that talked about social media, that talked about IoT. And
yeah.
I think attending show like these is still a little bit puzzling to me because on the show floor, there are vendors, there are end users still just talking about endpoint security and peripheral security. You have to really open your mind. You have to look nowadays at application layers. Post-mortem analysis shows that more than 87% of today's attacks are targeting the application layer, not the network layer.
Oh.
And then we have the database layer. We have now IoT. I mean, I always ask when I enter a room and I talk with CISOs, I said, hey, how many of you have thought just 18 months ago you have to sit at the same table as your facility management team when they make a decision to implement a new air conditioning system? Nobody even thought about it. Today, they have to be in the same room before the decision is being
made.
So the threat landscape dramatically changed. So to be successful, I go back to the concept of risk. Because risk helps me to focus on the things that really matter. If I don't take a risk-based approach, if I just look at my security posture, I'm overwhelmed with the things that come my way. So if I take the three factors, my internal security posture, the external threats, and then business criticality into account, that really allows me to look at the needles in the haystack and not get distracted by the haystack itself.
Great.
New approach, right?
Absolutely.
A little different thinking. Excellent. Now, how do you convince people of this? It's human behavior. I have the same problem in the physical security world, right? Bring your badge. We're not going to let you in. I forgot my badge. Let me in. No, you can't come in. Then I get a phone call. Make an exception. Let them in. And now, in essence, what they've done is defined security as no security. It's literally no security. You might as well not have the guards there at the desk watching people, because if you keep managing to exceptions instead of rules, nothing's secure. And I like what you're saying. They are going to get in the network, Dorothy. It's going to happen. We don't want them there. And if we focus on blocking them, I think we are missing protecting your data. And I would say this. If you walk into my house in Burbank, you won't be leaving my house in Burbank, because my interior perimeter has a little different approach to handling the situation. And I would say that's something similar, right?
That is.
You're in, okay, you know what? But I got encryption over here. I got a honeypot. I got a separate server you don't know about. I think that's the way to go with the defense. It is defensive. I don't think blocking the guy is defensive. It's more...
I mean, think about it like...
No, it's a different way to say it.
You're staying at the hotel room while you're at the show, correct?
Right.
So you're letting a person in because they're cleaning your room.
Oh, there's no security in my room. Right, right. They got a safe. But
they have
what?
A safe. So you put your stuff in the safe.
So some security.
So at least you're taking measures to protect the most valuable assets that you have. And that's what companies still are lacking. They're not looking at what is my most critical asset and how do I lock that down that it cannot be retrieved.
Well, we think in physical security in terms of layers. So if you draw a circle around a property, they tend to make the circle, the first circle, the building. I go out on my circles. I go out to the parking lot, then I go out to the city. Mm. And I say, what in the city is affecting my business? Mm. Oh, well, I sell snow cones, and it's hot, so I'm going to have a lot of people come over to my place because it's snow cones, right? And so I want to look at that behavior outside my business before it even gets here. Then I'm going to start doing hard targets on the parking lots, hard targets on the doors. Now, those are all breachable, right? And I'm thinking about the building as the server, right? But once you're inside, I really lock down interior perimeters. Hmm. I even have fallback positions for safe rooms for celebrities, right? In their house, they fall back in their safe. They're locked in. And I don't see that happening inside networks. You know, I'm not a real expert at it, but I like what you're saying because I think basic encryption, encrypt your email, encrypt your files, you know, they're not going to be able to get through it.
And really also knowing what's going on in the wild, correct?
Yeah.
It's a lot of people focus too much on what's happening in my organization.
Right.
They forget. On the prior podcast, I used the Poodle vulnerability as an example, correct? In 2014. Major attacks going on, but nobody really cared about it because it had a CVVS rating of 5.5. No company will move the needle if it's not higher than 7.5.
Oh,
but if they would have known that there are hundreds of thousands of attacks out there going on right now exploiting that vulnerability, it would have changed their priority of fixing things. And going back to your example of your home, correct? We sign up for our neighborhood watch. So it tells us within a 20-mile, you can determine the radius.
Right.
What's going on? Is there mail being stolen?
Right.
What's going on? Are there break-ins? So it helps you to better protect your environment because you see patterns and you can say, oh, if mail is being stolen, well, I don't ask Amazon to deliver to my house door and leave it in front of my house. I will send it to a locker and pick it up there. So it's important to understand the threat landscape and what's going on.
Excellent different thinking. Mr. Torsen, what do you worry about? What keeps you up at night?
The expanding attack surface. I mean, it's mind-boggling. We haven't even touched the surface on IoT, what that means to security. Social media, you had earlier the broadcast of ZeroFox. I mean, people are thinking not about security when they're engaging on social media. They're just exchanging openly information that's quite sensitive.
Mr. Torsten George, one of the smartest guys in the room here at Black Hat 2017 on SecurityGuyTV.com. Thanks for coming, and you're always welcome to come on the show. Excellent discussion.
Thank you,
new way of thinking. I love it. Okay. All right, stand by for the next broadcast here at SecurityGuyTV.com.